Good evening, I'm Mark and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Mark.
Thank you, Zach, for asking me, and thanks for the Valley Group to have me. Congratulations, was it Brennan and Raphael? 24 hours, good for you and all the birthday takers. You hear about the birthdays, and here I am asked to speak. What am I going to talk about? And today, thinking about it, and I look back now. My sobriety date is 11-15-23. However, if I stayed in these two books, I'd have 7 years. I didn't. I deviated, wanted to do it on my own. And then Jim mentions a circle and a triangle there, unity, service, and recovery. And my topic tonight, if you come out of this with anything when you leave, I want you to think about the other side of that coin, around the outside of that triangle. To thine own self be true. And I say that because I'll get through my story in the last probably 2 years. I didn't realize it, what I was missing those first 5 years. And I went out. Tried to get sober on my own in 2018, all by myself. That didn't work. Came into these, I mean, my first introduction to this room was in 2005 from a DUI. But I didn't have a problem. I didn't have a drinking problem. Came to Alcoholics Anonymous after my first rehab in August of 2018 and met a lot of these folks in this room at various meetings. Got sober for 15 months and went out on my own in 2019. I didn't come back into the rooms for 8 more months. Another rehab, and I'll get into this later. But got sober again in 2020 for almost 22 months and went out. And I was out for 11 months and I didn't come back until 11-2023. To thy own self be true. I wasn't true to myself. I wasn't true to the program. I wasn't true to my higher power. I wasn't true to my family, friends, or anyone else. It was all about me and my ego and pride. And I realized this after my last rehab. Therapist asked me, when did you start drinking alcoholically? And when, mentally, did you go down the wrong path? Or when did you deviate? And I've been thinking about this today and all week. I'm like, gosh. And I mean, more I think about, more is revealed. And the more you pray and have patience. Great upbringing. Growing up, had everything I ever wanted growing up. Parents were great. Family was great. Always alcohol around the house. Parties, birthday parties, celebrations, football game, whatever. Was I a drinker? Sip a beer here, the dad and uncle sitting around the poker table. I would, hey, kid, have a sip. Okay. When did I start drinking on my own? Gosh, probably 13. Got drunk at a friend's house. We snuck some blackberry brandy, passed out, puked. His dad played football with my dad in high school, so gave him a call, come get him. Got home, dad's like, here, smoke a cigar, it'll make you feel better. That didn't go over too well. But I look back now, 62 years old, and when did I, you know, high school, probably 15 years old, you start drinking with your buddies. That's one thing, but getting alcohol when you're 15 is kind of tough. You can only sneak so much. So what do? You smoke pot, you experiment, you try other things. And that's what I did for a while until I came home from work one night. I was probably, I don't know, 14. And my dad's like, let's go for a ride. I was kind of nervous, like, what's going on? Takes me for a ride, he's like, are you selling drugs? I'm like, what? I'm like, whoa, what's he know? So yeah, I was selling weed in junior high, and his buddy from high school, LAPD, friend of his, he says, "Hey, we're going to bust your son." So I kind of got scared straight the rest of my time in junior high. Great grades in school, active, sports, the whole nine yards. So I get to high school, and it's you'll see if I can get, I have enough time to get through all this. A trend, high achieving, didn't get what I want, that ego pride thing, and I kind of, you can see the dip of the, throughout time where I'm at in my life, and the abuse of alcohol as it relates going through. Get to high school, different high school, start smoking again, drinking again, partying again. A lot of cocaine up through probably right before I came in, actually graduated high school. College wasn't an option. My dad's like, "I'm not going to spend the money on you. You pissed away your schooling. I'm not going to put you through high school." But a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, going nowhere fast. So I joined the military. That's how I got sober. I escaped. I went away. Got away from it. However, at 18 in the military in 1982, you could drink. So what do? You drink. Wasn't a big deal. through training for 18 months, going through our pipeline, you don't have time to drink. You drink on your occasionally every month, 2 months, you might have time to drink. But once you get to the teams, you work hard and you play hard. You drink. Throughout my 21 years in the military, anytime I got in trouble, all alcohol related. Every time it was alcohol related. Doing something silly, getting thrown in jail, the brig. It was because alcohol was related. Doing something stupid. So I look back and I sit here and I look back at those days. Achieving. My career field was tough. I got hurt after 16 years. After 6 months, I couldn't go back to that job. I got medically disqualified. So there's one thing in my head. I talked to my dad about this. I talked to my sponsor about this. When my life kind of changed, when I really didn't give a crap anymore. I couldn't do that job. I wasn't special anymore. What am I going to do? So I took a teaching job for a couple years, got promoted, became a first sergeant my last, 3.5 years. But I was still behind a desk. I wasn't the guy anymore. I wasn't an operator. I wasn't special. I was bored, top three. I didn't make E8. I got passed over after I was told I was top 1% on base. Little disgruntled there, why I didn't get that. I was supposed to get it, but they promoted someone else. And let me go back. And from high school, before I went in the military, I mentioned this because it was a resentment I had at the system and government and society and politics and everything else. But I didn't get picked up for the LA Fire Department, and I tested a top 95 percentile. At the time, affirmative action, 1981, was pretty big. I didn't get picked up. There's a resentment. I'm bitter. I didn't get promoted in the military. I'm bitter. Bitter at the system, bitter at everything. So instead of hanging out to make E8 and E9, I decided I'm going to retire at 21 years. The wife and I at the time weren't getting along. Money was a problem. Living here in Central Coast out of Vandenberg. What are we going to do? So I'm working two jobs now in retail, grocery, making ends meet. She's working. She started working. And again, this goes, here we are married over 20 some odd years. She's doing her thing and I'm doing my thing. I'm working. I'm getting off work. I'm drinking. Working hard. Trying, these two jobs, but I'm working and I'm drinking more after work. Never before work, never during work, but after work, I notice I'm drinking a lot more. Driving back from Arroyo Grande, drinking in the car. driving back from Santa Barbara, drinking in the car, stopping in the bar before I go home. She's doing her thing. We end up getting divorced. I'm not sure if she was having an affair, but it was. I moved out. At this time, my boss, the regional, says, "Hey, we got a position for you. I heard you're not, you know, going through a divorce or separation." I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, it's in North Carolina." So I'm dating a girl in the store I'm working in, which is not, you're not supposed to do. Yeah, it's kind of this whole thing. We're having a long. I moved back to North Carolina. I open up 3 retail grocery stores. She doesn't want to leave her family here in Santa Maria. So that's after the first year. So there's another. I'm disgruntled. I'm pissed off. I'm mad. I'm hard charging. I want to get my own store. I open up 3. She doesn't come out with me. What am I doing again? Working hard, 10, 12 hours a day. But what am I doing? I'm drinking. After work, hitting the bar scene. Now, I'm drinking at lunchtime. Just the progression. It's just, I'm bored. I'm not getting what I want. That self, the me, the pride. To thine own self be true. Why am I a freaking alcoholic? But I'm not an alcoholic. I can maintain. I've got a good job. I'm all right. Bills are paid. Bought a townhouse. Everything's going good. I need another woman. So I tell this one, California, we're done. I'm going to move in with this girl. We move in together. And then we buy a house together eventually. However, in the interim, this is after my disqualification, medically disqualified, a few other injuries. I have my 3rd shoulder surgery while I'm working. And I wasn't getting promoted. I didn't get my own store back in North Carolina. So I'm really disgruntled. I'm really pissed. After all this, after everything I've given them, 10 years of my life, I'm disgruntled. What do? I'm just drinking and drinking. After I have a shoulder surgery, and this is after many surgeries, the opiates become my friend. And the VA finally cut me off. So what do? Drink. I didn't have a problem though. But when you're hiding handles in the garage, when you're drinking, you pour yourself a glass of vodka in the morning, you're not right. And then we talked about the triangle, you know, unity, service, recovery. And I like to mention, to I don't self be true, but the physicality, the spirituality, and the mental aspect of it, of the alcoholism, and where I'm at now in sobriety in my life. And I just, you go back and you look. I look at these things from high school to not making the football team. You're not big enough. Not getting that promotion in the Air Force, not getting the promotion in the retail job. Coming back, and then I'm working now. I medically leave the retail grocery business. I'm popping pills and I'm drinking daily. That's all I do. And I run into an old friend from the Air Force, and he saw me. He's like, "We need to get you working again." So I kind of clean up. Kind of. I start contracting work, so I'm working part time. Fly out to California, do some work, go down to Florida, do some work. One thing leads into another. Next thing you know, I'm going to Africa in the Middle East. But however, what do you do when you're not working? Drinking. So I don't care where you're at. In the Middle East, if you're in a 5-star hotel or in Africa, there's alcohol and there's bars. And you can find places to buy beer. So yours truly finds those places, has the bottle in his room, and it's just evolved. It just gets worse, and it gets to the point where when that therapist asked me, when did you start drinking alcoholically? And I think I'm looking back, I'm pissed I didn't get promoted. I didn't share. I'm kind of bummed. My mom passed away, left this out, before I retired, 2001. Who do I try to always impress? My mother. She's not there anymore. I kind of look back now, that mental aspect. She was that spiritual side of the family. And I look back like, gosh, okay, that's when did I deviate off a flight path here? When did I stop being involved with God, my spirituality? Like, you know, that mental thing, okay, great. Physically, I'm kind of screwed up and I'm using the crux. I can drink, it's okay, I'll hide it. But I'm not even up to where I'm working, contracting. I get to the point where I can't even start an IV because I'm shaking so bad. And I'm like, wow, you're screwed up. So I was had an affair, a fling, while I was over in the United Arab Emirates. And I wasn't married, but my girlfriend at the time found out about it. So it didn't go over so well. We tried to work it out after a few months, but it wasn't happening. And she knew I was drinking too much. Then one trip before I went to Africa, she's like, I hope you go die. That's how bad it was. What do I do? My girlfriend that was living here at the time, I call her. Hey, I'm in trouble. Can I come back to California? This is in, 2016. So the time from 2003 to 2016, a couple different jobs, but the progression of the alcohol drinking just got worse and worse and worse and worse. But I didn't have a problem. I wasn't an alcoholic. Yeah, it's kind of asinine. And I knew it. It got to the point where I tried to do the couple beers every hour, do a beer every hour, to a beer every 2 hours, just to slow down, because the physicality, I was just shaking. It's just terrible. That set-aside prayer, did I set aside everything I knew about myself? No, I didn't. I'm going to do it on my own. I can do this. I know I can. I know I can't. It's amazing that you get into the rooms. My first sponsor in 2018, I didn't know anything about sponsorship or anything about AA. I was in the Haven up in Pismo Beach. My wife actually set it up, because from January 2018, when I tried to stop on my own, I was hallucinating, spiders crawling on the bathroom wall, and the neighbor's flagpole was a freaking rocket and launching and lights on it. I mean, that bad, trying to quit drinking. I mean, that physicality, that bad. I mean, you get to the point like, but I don't have a problem. I'm not going to go to an AA meeting. I'm not going to seek help from a counselor or a psychologist or a therapist. I can do this on my own because I'm special. I can do this. So I ended up, she drops me off Pismo Beach. I didn't know. She had my bags packed. Bags packed. Coordinated everything for me. Insurance, everything. Didn't even know about it. She's like, you're going. Okay. I think my blood level is 0.2 something. Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, that goes on. But my sponsor is someone I worked with in the past, in the stores here in the Central Coast and out in the Valley. Before I went back to North Carolina, I worked out in Woodland Hills and Toluca Lake before I went on back. And I knew him. And I worked with him, and he was up here from San Luis Obispo. And my wife knew him, friends, and she knew he was in AA. So I hook up with him. Everything's going fine. However, it's a little too personal. My relationship, wife, him, me, and they had some disparaging terms with each other. So I had some choice words for him. I was actually going to, I actually threatened him. You ever make, say something to my wife like that again, I'll hurt you. But so I flew solo for a while without a sponsor. And then just drifted away. Didn't stick to the book. Until it got worse again. I mean, to the point where it's bad. The wife's like, I'm going to divorce you. Check yourself in. So I checked myself in to the cottage in 2020. And I'm doing great. Current sponsor, not my current sponsor, sponsored before, my second sponsor. Everything's fine. However, we get into a little tit-for-tat on the golf course. On the golf course, of all places. Something I love to do, something he used to like to do. Haven't seen him in a while. We talk every once, occasionally every couple months, we'll send a text about the Dodgers or something. But I drifted away again. I kind of ghosted my sponsor. I got this. I can do this on my own. One beer, one whiskey, one glass of wine, progression. Next thing you know, I'm at the liquor store at 6 in the morning, waiting for it to open. It's just terrible. It's just going down that road. And then intervention, Veterans Day, my wife and her twin sister take me to breakfast. Said, we know you're drinking again, obviously. You need help. So they drive me. I go to rehab, number two. Go to rehab again. That's fine. For how many months now? Let's see. I'm at 23 months. That's sobriety period, 22 months. My wife had actually bought me a 2-year coin. Was going to give me. So I told her. I went out. She's like, when did you start drinking again? She's like, when did you start? I said, on your birthday, on the trip we took to Catalina. I snuck some vodka in, because previous 2 years prior to that, when I was drinking, everything was okay. We drank Bloody Marys together, everything was fine. I thought, oh, I could just drink. No. So here I am. I go out for 11 months. Everything's good for a while. We have the intervention. And, okay, I'll try and get sober on my own again. The beer detox, all that good stuff. It's finally like, you know what? Some of you have heard this before. I'll go to the grocery store, get some apple cider vinegar, some lemons, do a detox. Detox my liver. I can't remember. That was on the 14th. I don't remember if I drank that day or not. I can't remember. I don't remember if I drank that. That's why I say my sobriety date's the 15th. Because I can't remember the 14th if I even drank that day. So as I'm shopping, I went and got my lemons. Fresh lemons. I'm going to go home and squeeze them. I'm going through Albertsons and Orchid looking for apple cider vinegar. And this is probably God talking to me. I think this is my God shot. I'm walking, and all of a sudden my left eye starts seizing. I'm like, and my background is a paramedic in the military. I'm like, oh shit. That's what I said to myself. Oh shit. I'm like, God, I don't want to die. And I grabbed onto the basket, my right eye seizes, my whole body, and I, out. Thank God the ambulance was in the parking lot across the street. I wake up. Obviously, the paramedic was pretty smart. She grabs my phone, emergency contact, notifies my wife. But I wake up. Thank God I woke up. Looking at my wife, the paramedic, and the nurse in the emergency room. That was 23 months ago. So I'm at a point in my sobriety I had never been before. One, good sponsorship, good friends in this room, interacting a few times a week with, just being involved, being engaged. Because I look back, we talk about the mental, physical, and spiritual aspects. What was I lacking mentally, physically, and spiritually? All the above. My motives were all screwed up, even as I was working the program. And that shaped my behavior. What were my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs? The whole time I just think, what's the motivation? Do I really want to stay sober? Did I in the past? Did I want to stay sober? Or did I have that thought or feeling that, hey, I could drink again? Obviously, I can't. I'm a prime example. You think you could stay sober, but I'm that person that I want to keep going. I want to keep drinking. So what's the fix? It's been mentioned here already. The steps and the big book. I've read it many, many times, and I also, when I listen to people speak, I don't want to hear about the steps or how. I want to hear how they did it. What are you doing? Do I have a set routine? No. I'm not going to tell you I wake up every morning and do one thing or go to bed every night and do one thing. However, I'm praying. I'm talking to my sponsor. I'm talking to other people and alcoholics. But more importantly, I think I've got a better relationship now with my wife and my family than I had previous. Because it's not about me. I realize that so much now. To thine own self be true. Before it was all about me. My life, my career, my job, what I was doing, whatever I'm doing. It's that addictive personality, I guess. Just me, 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 go, 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 strive, strive, strive. But now, like, if I didn't get what I want, it's okay. It's not my will, it's God's will. And just let it happen. Not fight it, not expecting it to happen. You look at the steps, 1, 2, 3, get right with God, accept the fact that you're alcoholic. 4, 5, 6, 7, get right with yourself. You got to get right with yourself. And I think the most important. 4, 5, 6, 7, get right. What is the driving factor behind it all? And I didn't realize that the first time I went through. I'm going back, high school, sports teams, the military not getting what I wanted, the retail grocery business not getting what I wanted, that striving, achieving, what is driving factor, why am I drinking, why do I not care anymore? I get to the point, I don't care. Screw it, I'll drink. And I'm lucky. I mentioned I had 21 years in the service. I had money. If I didn't have that retirement check, I'd probably be out in the streets. I'm fortunate enough that I had the money, that I had the medical care to keep me alive. If not, I probably wouldn't be here. And the fact that I have Alcoholics Anonymous, part of my life. It's part of my life. You hear, it's not everything in my life. I say that, I don't mean to, as a bad thing. I have to balance it, because before, I literally trashed my family. Trash my relationships. It's like tonight, I'd be home, sit on the couch with my wife instead of here. That's something she cherishes, because since we've been married in 2017, 7 of those 8 years, I was a drunk. And I treated her like crap. So my life now, take care of her first. And I say that, but I got to take care of me, and I got to stay sober. How do I stay sober? The steps, the people in these rooms, steps 8 and 9, and service 10, 11, and 12. Being able to hopefully sit here, talk to you. Hopefully you can rewind the tape, peel back the onion, why you became an alcoholic, when you started drinking alcoholically, what you can do in life to better yourself, your friends, family, and everyone else. That's all I got, Zach.
Great.
All right, let's
give Mark another round of applause. All right. Thank you, Mark, for speaking tonight.